You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, you're listening to the Wig Hackers Podcast, where you get the real feeling of what goes on working on the hair side of the entertainment industry. You never know where my rants will go, so stay tuned. Welcome back to another episode of Wig Hackers. Welcome back, guys. Oh my gosh. This episode is gonna be, about Revenge Body. I don't know if you guys know that I was asked to go on Revenge Body as a celebrity hairstylist, and help out one of the contestants on it. I don't know what they're called. But yeah, so it was quite, that was quite a fun time, stressful time, I will not lie to you. So I was working on Les Mis on Broadway, and I got this phone call from an LA phone number. So I was kind of like, LA? Who do I know in LA? And it was at like 8 o'clock. So 5 o'clock there. I'm like, okay. Obviously I don't know. I am doing a Broadway show. So we need to let them know that. So I get a phone call and I answer. I'm like, hi, who's this? I'm like, hi, this is the producers of Revenge Body with Khloe Kardashian. We got your name. Our artist wants you to make a wig for them. If you're available, blah, 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 all this. I'm like, can I give you a call back? I'm in the middle of doing a Broadway show right now. it was funny, but it kind of gave me a little thrill. I won't lie. I'm like, okay. So I'm like in between cues on the phone, trying to take notes, trying to talk to them. And I'm just like going back and forth and trying to figure that out. So this also happened at a time when I got a movie that I was doing, and we were doing some pre-shoots. So it's like shooting before we were actually shooting. Sofia Vergara was in the movie. It's called Bottom of the Ninth. That is what it's called now. It was called Sano. It had like 18 different names. But she could only do one full week. And it was a random week too. I forget when it was. I have to get back to you on that one. But so she was there from Monday through Friday, and we would get all her stuff, all her scenes done basically. And it was with her husband, Joe Mangiello, whatever. So cutie patooties. Like when I tell you, cutie patooties. I love them both quite deeply. And her assistant, Dakota. Oh my gosh, sorry, it's just flashing through my head as I'm going through all my notes. So I go to do Revenge Body, which was on a Sunday filming, because that's when the salon was closed that they were going to be using in LA. So also because of that, Vanessa Williams was doing her concert on Saturday night, where she's like, well, you have to come. I changed my ticket, I think, 5 times to make this all happen. So then like the kick in the pants was that Monday, 8 a.m., I had to be on set to do Sofia Vergara's hair. So, I mean, well, let's just stick to the real story. So I take off work an extra 2 days early so I can I had to make a wig, mind you. Like, so I had to have fittings, bubbles, all this stuff done. It is reality television. I just want to let you know. It's reality television. It's not scripted. I'm winking, if you can't tell. So it was really great. I had so much fun. So I get out there. I see Vanessa. I see her show. Oh, my gosh. It was a ball. I was with Brian Entremisthang. Make sure you check out his books. A little plug for him. He's uber amazing. So much fun. And then I had to be up super early to do the filming for that. So then we filmed that basically from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And then I had a flight at 5. So basically it was like the red eye, I think. Yeah. It was the red eye, so that I got back into New York at, what was it, 5 a.m.? 5, 6 a.m.? Something like that, whatever it is. And I had to go straight from, of course, I had to fly into LaGuardia, so I had to bring my full kit to do Revenge. It took maybe 15 minutes of filming, maybe an hour. No, it was about an hour. Yeah, it was about an hour. So they flew me in. It was great. I mean, they put me up. It was really beautiful. It was quick. And if you even watch the episode, it's even quicker. It was really great. It's different being on that side of the camera, to be honest, and being a plus size model. I really wanted it to be something fun. So I was trying to eat grilled chicken for like that whole month. Didn't work. But you know, I try, you know, as I always do, I try my best. Never really works out, but you know, we just try. It's what we do. We just try, push forward. It was great. It was really great. Everyone was wonderful. And I think she came out really pretty. I'm not sure. The makeup artist was a gem. I wish I remembered his name. But we just had a really good time, you know. But I was absolutely stressed among stressed. Like, just the schedule. It was, you know, and not having an assistant at the time, it was even, it was all by myself. So it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work, but it was very well worth it. I am super stoked. I probably could do this, like, Revenge Body / Bottom of the Ninth. So I go, so I have my whole kit. So basically I have anything you could ever want in two suitcases that I flew to LA and flew back because I had no one to get them to me in New Jersey to get out to, where were we? Brooklyn. And so I flew in to LaGuardia and then I took an Uber right to set. And then I took an Uber back to Jersey. It was, whew. So I get to set, I'm setting up, everything's good. My key is there. I'm like, you just have to take care of this little girl, and there's like 10 background people. They introduced me to Sophia in the trailer and whatnot. And the trailer, it's not the typical trailer you think of. So this is like a camping trailer. So they didn't really, it's not really stabilized. Like, you didn't really stabilize it. So I'm kind of like looking around and I'm like, oh, hi. She is taller. But with shoes, she's even taller. So it was really sweet. She wanted to cut bangs in her hair. So we cut some bangs. Yes, we did. Trimmy, trim, trim. Cut those bangs. I'm like, don't you need it for Modern Family? I need to be different for this role. Okay, great. So then I'm like, let me go get my scissors. No, use these. Okay. So if you're a hairdresser, you know, our scissors are quite expensive. And, my shears are serious about scissors, so they're uber expensive, very expensive, and it was maybe like a 5-minute walk away. Like, I'll be back in 5 minutes. She's like, no, just use these. I probably could have done it better with a razor. It was, and the thing was rocking and rolling. There was trucks driving by. I mean, a straight line. I don't know how I did it. And being on no sleep, so I took my Xanax Ambien on the plane. I don't even know if I slept. I think I slept. I don't remember. I could not tell you. Then I cut her hair. I'm exuberant. I'm like, she's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. I go back. The UPM, so the unit production. Daniel, I need to talk to you. I'm like, oh, hi. Day one. We need to let your key go. I'm like, now what? She's been pulling the hair on the little girl, and the little girl was crying. I'm like, are you kidding me? And mind you, I'm pretty vocal. Like, if you work for me, I'm going to let you know what's going on. I'm like, I'm going to have no energy whatsoever. You need to be like on top of it. You need to take care of almost everyone. I need to make sure number one and number two are great. Okay. Got it. Well, that didn't work out too well. Oh, my God. But I got to meet some more incredible people that I got to bring on. I know I met Narita there. Candace came to play a couple days, some day playing. And Elvira was my key for that one. So I got to meet the cutie patootie Elvira. She's really sweet. Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's been my crazy time. I don't know about you all, but check out all my podcasts. Make sure you get your copy of Wigging Out and The Business Behind Wigs. It is a combo pack. You can check it out at danielcoy.com and click the education button. And you can also sign up for my email list so that you get some great tips, tricks, and techniques for hair, wigs, and makeup. So make sure your hair is always looking good because I'm always snooping on all the grams. So grams, all the social media. So keep your hair looking pretty because I'm always watching.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.